politics was hated by the controlled establishment, going back to Rockefeller and Rothschild and that whole Red Shield group.
I spent years losing touch with what's right and what's real.
There. Yeah. Don, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say in
I think he was talking about me, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, all these
Mr. Host,
here.
Could you be more specific with which Don you are referring?
Yeah.
But actually, a guy several years ago stated to me something that I believe E. Ralph Epperson said. And for your listeners who don't know, E. Ralph Epperson, I believe he is deceased. I'm not completely certain of that. Gosh, that's a horrible Mark Twain thing, right? News of my death is horribly exaggerated. But anyway, he is probably one of the most knowledgeable individuals I'm aware of with regard to Freemasonry. And he made this comment years ago that was repeated to me, and I kind of have it in the background in my mind as a bit of a mantra, and that is that everything that we know about the secret societies is what we've been allowed to know so that they can wriggle through history with their real agenda undetected. And then even this month, there was a correspondent, a Vietnam era and before that, named William Bloom, and he really was quite disillusioned with the powers that be and even his own industry as a journalist. And at one point, and we front-paged this quote this month, this is just marvelous. It's horrible, but it's perfect and apropos, and it's, quote, "No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you imagine."
Oh, dear.
And I think that that's very much where we're at here. Where we are, you know, contemplating global mass vaccination for a chimerical swine flu that's not called the swine flu anymore, that's really a cover for the poison, chemical poisoning of the planet and the stress and horror that everybody's dealing with every single day. And we can argue the different aspects of that. We can go into our own little communities and argue about various aspects of local politics. And the truth is that we're kind of like shadow boxing in a way. We can't control the activities of our most junior city council people these days. And even if we could, what are we really doing when the puppeteers at the very top are engaged in a variety of activities that we're not diabolical and sinister enough to even understand exactly what it is. We're constantly trying to second guess psychopaths, and we're not always doing a good job of
accurate. Well, yeah, there's an incredible book that I just recently got. It's put out by Richard Wurmbrand. It's entitled Marx and Satan. And what's amazing about this is he shows the central thread of these world elitists, if you want to call them that, to high-level Satanism. And their agenda is amazing. Here he actually quotes a correspondence between Karl Mordecai, who changed his name to Marx, and his father and his religious leaders at the time. You know, he broke through. He broke through basically at a young age, at 18, and had a face-to-face visit with this demonic person. He said that in his papers, he said, "I called the devil and he came, his face with wonder I must scan. He is not ugly. He is not lame. He is a delightful, charming man." But what I'm getting at here is he comes out and gives the agenda, and he writes this: "With disdain I will throw my gauntlet and in the face of the world and see the collapse of this pygmy giant called the world order, whose fall will not stifle my ardor. Then will I wander godlike and victorious through the ruins of this world and giving my words an active voice."
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
That's the agenda, folks. I mean, that really is, to me, what it's all about, to create this chaos and destruction and to bring in their new order where they can control and be like unto God, be better than him and be better than the Creator.
Drew.
Go ahead.
Last month, on page 22, we have a 24-page publication. Al Thompson, who some of you might remember, was a co-defendant in a federal income tax trial with Joe Bannister, and Joe ended up getting off and went a different direction, and Al's in prison, and he's really had a very introspective and reflective prison experience that he really equates to not being all bad because of the growth that he's undergone. But he wrote a piece for us. He wrote a letter to me, and he used the term idiot in a very, very fascinating way, and I asked him to expand upon that, and I gave him some ideas, and 2 months later, he comes up with this piece, and it was so much more than I expected, and he said, well, who is the first idiot? Well, Satan was the first idiot. He challenged God. What an idiot. And so all these satanic people, if they are people, but these satanic people are idiots along the lines of Satan, and their obsession is to overturn creation, the natural order. And
there
so
you go.
That's why we have all these, you know, chemical everything, synthetic everything, and why all these entities, these people, if you want to call them that, want to regulate everything, kill all the germs, kill all the viruses, kill all the bugs, you know, sterilize everything, overturn the natural order at every single level.
Don from Ohio, you're still with us, I assume?
Yes, yes,
what
I
do you,
am.
What do you make about those words?
Well, you're both touching on what was going to be my next statement, so you took my thunder away. But
uh-oh.
In essence, what we're describing is spiritual warfare, maybe even spiritual terrorism. And I feel very strongly that, you know, there's their influx of black magic and their understanding of morphogenetic fields and what our reality is. They've shaped our reality. We readily accept in vitro fertilization, but we can't conceive of the fact that they may be cloning people or they may be creating people exactly to the blueprint of all of the consensus of their research over the years. And that would be, you know, going back to John D. Rockefeller. So,
right.
You know
in my presentation that Don referred to earlier, I'll have to send you a copy of that, or you can get it on Dollar DVD program, either one. It's called The Trial of the Century. The original Rockefeller, William Beale Rockefeller, was called Devil Beale by his friends and neighbors in upstate New York because of his really weird proclivity to do some strange rituals in dark robes in the woods at night. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that interesting?
Yes. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. I appreciate the opportunity to throw my 2 cents in there, whatever that's worth these days.
It's worth plenty, Don, and I just want to mention, I'm really glad you called, Don. You know, the Dollar DVD Project, I talked to Ron Neal, and it's called his compilation of Dr. Truot's excellent presentations. And, you know, he's putting the Trial of the Century front center, and he's going to make a menu so you can select either presentation, the one he did last summer, and then or you can choose the Trial of the Century. But it's absolutely imperative that people see this. And you can just go to $1DVDProject.com. It's all spelled out, no numerals.
Okay.
And then hit Injection Pandemic. Absolutely worth it. I've had several subscribers, once they see that presentation Dr. Truot did a couple of years ago, this one guy in Minnesota, he ordered 1,000 of them just to make sure everyone he runs into sees it. So they see the gravity of this allopathic medicine that's gripped the whole world and made us sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate that information. Am I on his mailing list, by the way? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't believe so, but there is an ad on page 24 of the Idaho Observer every month.
All right. I've got a killer follow-up article on Obama, by the way, which ties in with your topic today very much. So.
Thank you so much for that. Let me just throw out my 2 cents worth. I had a fledgling radio show back in 2008. Right before the election, it was going great. And in September, I happened to, it was during the first half hour of this hour show, I had a colleague friend who introduced me to a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, who was an linguistics expert. And this is an amazing interview I did with him. I had no time to prep him. I just wanted to bring him on and have explain his case. He had studied the Aramaic text. He was part of the Rockefeller team, believe it or not, that worked on the Dead Sea Scroll translations. He was skilled in Aramaic, ancient Hebrew, and Greek. And going back to the original text, he actually told me what Barack Obama's name symbolically means in the ancient text, Aramaic and Hebrew. It means lightning fall from heaven, exactly what is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 18. We're going to take a break. We'll be coming right back, folks. This is Born on the 4th of July with your host, Dr. A. Truot.
Okay, do not attempt to adjust your radio or your internet connection. You are actually listening to Road Warrior Radio live this Tuesday, June 30th, 2009, but you've been eavesdropping on Dr. Truot, guest hosting for Barbara Jean, on her broadcast, Born on the 4th of July, this network, of course. And that show aired originally live last Thursday, June 25th. And that was an excerpt from, I believe, the second hour. Is that the – no, that's the first – I think that's the second hour, if memory serves. But Dr. Truot had as his guests Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle from the Idaho Observer. And you also hear the voice of Don Nikoloff on and so that was quite an action-packed segment. There was more after the fact. Dr. Truot, of course, expounding. Maybe we can bring that to you after this. I hope that was the segment that was encouraged to listen to. There's a wealth of information. It's particularly pandemic-oriented, and that was a great broadcast. I highly recommend it. Again, that was Barbara Jean's broadcast. Dr. Truot subbing for Barbara Jean. Her broadcast, of course, born on the 4th of July on this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that was last Thursday's broadcast, June 25th. Great broadcast. So if you get a chance, I would recommend that you listen to it. I was planning on doing a pandemic update, and I keep coming back. See, the only reason I would do an update and I keep going back and forth. Do you have someone on to talk about the pandemic issue? Yes. However, as you know, if you listen to this broadcast much, you know that I would strongly lean in the direction of the pandemic being more of a distraction, quite frankly, than anything else. The reason I say that is because where do you see the chatter these days? And you can see yes, the pandemic and particularly the H1N1 discussion has gone somewhat underground, but not really. It's just beneath the mainstream media surface. The WHO's still talking about it. You still have mainstream news releases coming out and all kinds of information. It's, to me, more of a distraction. It's something to, you know, keep first responders and other folks busy. It's also something for conspiracy theorists to dabble in and really keep themselves distracted very effectively. And it's more effective to take that conversation just beneath the surface, somewhat pseudo sub rosa, if you will, because that really draws that crowd in. And you want to keep them distracted. Remember, you bring along the Pied Pipers to lead those folks into the swamp of futility, the Machiavellian principle that E.C. Newth wrote about in Empire of the City. But what you don't hear about is the secret common knowledge, so to speak, of the fact that the United States is in the throes of the most unprecedented audit of our financial system in the history of this country, period. Who's talking about that way? And, of course, that gets back to the Financial Sector Assessment Program. Why is that so significant? Well, because you've seen a lot of these changes and a lot of the erosions that I was talking about yesterday, speaking specifically of Bruce Wiseman's articles as a prelude to Ellen Brown's article. And, again, you know, all in the run-up to really try to explain what this Financial Sector Assessment Program is and what it portends. Bruce Wiseman's article that I was reading from yesterday was the March 19th article published by Canada Free Press titled The Financial Crisis, A Look Behind the Wizard's Curtain. And you've seen a promulgated series of events occur that have paved the way for this present economic instability. We've talked about all kinds of facts and nostalgia, you could say. For example, you know, on the nostalgic side, you have the words of people like Ben Bernanke, his words still on the Federal Reserve's website, him talking about at Milton Friedman's 90th birthday back in 2002, I believe, that yes, the Federal Reserve, in fact, was in part responsible for causing the crash of 29. But in Bernanke's words, you know, thanks to you, Mr. Friedman, we'll never do it again. Well, guess what? Here he is eating his words for all those who know. And it's really not eating his words. It's hubris. It's no surprise. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back. Okay, so the point of that last little rant, I suppose you could call it, is, I was talking about doing an update to the influenza situation, the pandemic, and there are, of course, no shortage of people who have covered the fact that it's promulgated, it's a lie, you know, the vaccine situation. We're all, if you listen to this broadcast and this network, you are well acquainted. And those you know are well acquainted with the fact that that is all very, very misleading, very disingenuous, very dangerous at the very least. All we have to do is look back over the circumstances that have occurred after mass hysteria has taken place with regard to knee-jerk responses and mass vaccinations. You go back to 1976, for example, and look what happened there in a similar situation. And you wind up with one person dead from a virus, and then you see 40 million people vaccinated all of a sudden in knee-jerk response that probably didn't need to be, and hundreds of people who were paralyzed with Guillain-Barre syndrome or otherwise injured basically by the knee-jerk response. to vaccinate people on a massive scale. So we know that's trouble. But the one thing that you don't hear people talking about nearly enough, in my opinion, is the financial aspect of that and how that plays in. And thanks to astute listeners who dig in on these issues, we have them, people like them, to thank for finding the CSIS report. Actually, it was the presentation that was sponsored by Citigroup that talked about the fact that a mild pandemic outbreak would result in a buying opportunity like SARS, and were a virulent outbreak to occur, U.S. dollar would be the biggest loser. And so you see both of those scenarios shaping up on the horizon possibly. The virulent outbreak might come in the fall, but the mild pandemic outbreak obviously already has happened. So you have both of those scenarios. What does that play into? Well, it plays right into this financial sector assessment program that the United States is going through. And if you follow this, and I'm going to get into this more as I get to the financial sector assessment program information, but as I've said before, if you dig through the history of these audits that the IMF and World Bank have been conducting jointly for the last 10 years, they have a history of somewhat, I don't know what you'd call it, serendipitously being able to find the most inopportune time to conduct these tests. And I said it this way, it would be like going to your doctor and asking for a major physical right after you had a massive heart attack. Who would do that? And yet that's exactly what's going on in this country right now. This country, according to just about any standard, is at one of its weakest points ever, if not the weakest point, economically and financially. Still in the throes of, you know, the subprime contagion, still not coming out of the recent recession, depression. And yet we are in the process of undergoing this massive audit. Again, the stress tests were part of it. Who would do that? Unprecedented in the history of this country. Why would you do something like that? And again, the IMF has a history of doing this. They find the most inopportune moment to do this. Why do they do that? They conduct tests that reveal, oh my goodness, look at how weak this nation's financial system is. Well, sorry folks, but according to the mandates and the terms and conditions of this audit, if we find certain weaknesses, the terms and conditions of the test, let's say it says here, yep, we must install certain global controls. Enter the Financial Stability Board. Remember how the Obama administration says we're moving forward full force with the Financial Sector Assessment Program in the fall, and they want the Financial Stability Board to be able to play its central role by September. I wonder if there's a correlation there. There most certainly is. Anyway, so the point is, the pandemic situation, in my opinion, is inextricably and directly linked to the financial situation and even the regulatory issues that we're seeing in this country right now. So anyway, without further ado, back to Bruce Wiseman's article. Again, of the two, this one was titled "The Financial Crisis: A Look Behind the Wizard's Curtain." I'm going to try to breeze through some of this and then get to Ellen Brown's article, and then we want to try to make sense of all this. What does all of this mean? Okay, so I mentioned that Bruce Wiseman laid the groundwork for us to understand over the last 10 to 15 years what's been happening from a regulatory standpoint primarily, but also in terms of other aspects as well. You know, you have Easy Money Allen, you have the Community Reinvestment Act and the facelift that it received. You have Glass-Steagall, the repeal of Glass-Steagall, and the chaos that ensued there by combining banking and financial institutions. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Back. Okay, so to get to the point here, like I said, the 5 points that just to recap, that Bruce Wiseman mentions, Easy Money Allen, who from the beginning was a strong advocate for deregulation, and he also kept interest rates artificially low. We remember, like, you know, in the wake of the Reagan era, rates came down and kept coming down to where we get to now. Basically zero. The irony, as I keep mentioning, was that Greenspan wrote decades prior that deficit spending was simply the scheme for a scheme for the confiscation of wealth, and yet here he was the loudest proponent for just that very thing. Interesting, isn't it? And that's why I would say that The Age of Turbulence, his book, was actually you could call it the age of KO to usher in the age of Ordo, because with, for example, in his interview with Jim Lehrer in September of 2007, he said, you know, this turbulence has ushered in a new era of efficiency. So it's from KO to Ordo, from Ordo or Ordo ab KO, as the Masonic brotherhood would say. Anyway, so you have Easy Money Allen. And from there, the changes to the Community Reinvestment Act back in 1994, the revision had the purpose of providing loans to help deserving minorities afford homes. Yeah, right. But it opened the door for loans that set aside certain lending criteria, little things like down payment, enough income to service the mortgage, and a good credit record, et cetera. In practical terms, like I've mentioned before, we saw people with a 580 mid-score who couldn't buy a new car. Buying houses at 100% loan to value with no down payment, literally. And that wasn't an anomaly. That wasn't a strange occurrence. That became more of the rule, especially around the 2002-2003 time frame, and coming forward. And then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, look at this. As rates go up, everybody knew, too. This is how these things work on a 228 or a 327 ARM, for example. In other words, it's fixed for 2 or 3 years, respectively, and then it can adjust after that. These people that could ill afford these houses, they get in with 40, 45, even in some cases 50% debt-to-income ratio on these properties. And you know, everybody who's gambling, any betting person, knows that the rates are going to go up. As soon as the fixed period on those mortgages ends, the rates are going to adjust up. In fact, in the terms, that's almost unequivocally how they work. There are no ARMs that I'm aware of these days that adjust down once the fixed period ends. So it has to adjust up. In some cases, anywhere from 1 to 3% or more. Depends on the terms of the note, of course, but. The point is, we all knew this was happening, and then you see this subprime contagion. Oh, big surprise. And then with the repeal of Glass-Steagall, you have banks speculating now, and you have this polluted mortgage paper flooding out into the market. So the easy money allows the regulatory requirements to come way down because you have this flood of liquidity. The water line becomes the regulatory water line. So that has to come down. You have to remove, or you have to change the Community Reinvestment Act and repeal Glass-Steagall. Then you can pollute asset pools all over the place. Then, of course, you have the waiver of capital requirements that goes along with that. Most people, I would say, only half correct, or you might say erroneously, say that it was the derivatives market that caused so much havoc. Not exactly true. It was much more than that. The waiver of capital requirements was part of it. And then you add on top of that the mark-to-market changes subsequent to Basel II, and you have a firestorm because you have polluted asset pools. You have this flood of currency out into the marketplace that really spawns the derivatives market to the extent that we see it. And then, of course, with mark-to-market changes, mark-to-market accounting changes, you know that you have polluted asset pools out there. They're putrid, polluted asset pools under the surface. You know they're polluted. These people aren't going to be able to make their payments once you mess with the rates in the marketplace. And then all of a sudden you hiccup the market a little bit, and there's this flood of foreclosures and delinquencies, and they start polluting asset pools worldwide. And then you have a few isolated firms that have a fire sale on certain asset pools, and guess what? Everyone has to mark down immediately because of the mark-to-market changes. So hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, fast forward to the crisis. I feel like I keep going back to that, but it doesn't seem like anybody's telling it as well as Bruce Wiseman does, and I think he does as well a job as anyone that I've seen so far. So anyway, forward to the crisis. He says the mortgage lending slammed to a halt as if it had run headlong into a cement wall. Credit lines were canceled and credit card limits were reduced and in some cases eliminated altogether. This happened, I think I mentioned this before too, this happened in the wholesale mortgage lending community as well. People in the industry remember that overnight companies would blow away. In fact, two companies that I worked for blew away almost literally overnight. One was huge. One was acquired by HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, and we know how far back they go. So you would think, I mean, everybody says, hey, go to work for a big, you know, corporation and it'll last forever. These guys blew away overnight, literally, and they weren't the first, nor were they the last. We were seeing this, you know, companies with multi-million dollar credit lines, suddenly, all of a sudden, nothing. And then the next day they're gone because they couldn't live without that. Hundreds of them. So anyway, it wasn't just consumers. It was the companies that were driving this frenzy too. He says, in short, with their balance sheets butchered by Basel II banks, were themselves going under, and those that weren't simply stopped lending. The results were like something from a financial horror film, if there were such a thing. Professor Peter Spencer, one of Britain's leading economists, makes it very clear that the Basel II regulations, quote, are at the root cause of the crunch, and that, quote, if the authorities retain the strict Basel regulations, the full scale of the eventual credit crunch and economic slump could be disastrous. Think about it. Suddenly, everyone is sucked into this swirling vortex of marking down. Where does it end? It can't. Which is exactly, in simple terms, what Peter Spencer was talking about. Spencer isn't the only one who sees this. There have been calls in both the U.S. and abroad to at least relax Basel II until the crisis is over. But the boys from Basel haven't budged an inch. The U.S. did modify these rules somewhat a year after the devastation had taken place here. But the rules are still fully in place in the rest of the world, and the results are appalling. Credit crisis that started in the U.S. has spread around the globe with the speed that only the digital universe could make possible. You'd think Mr. Freeze from the 2004 Batman movie was at work. We've already noted that stock markets around the world have lost half of their value, erasing trillions. Remember, I mean, I keep mentioning it was SEC Chair Mary Shapiro who said $28.5 trillion worldwide vanished. It evaporated. And you've heard people, you know, how many quadrillions in terms of, you know, inflated market value. But, you know, $28.5 trillion with a T evaporated in the 2008 12-month time frame. It's unbelievable. And that's not real. I mean, those aren't even real numbers. So continuing, some selected planet-wide stats make it clear that it is not just stock values that have crashed. China's industrial production fell 12% last year, while Japan's exports to China fell 45% and Taiwan's were off 55%. South Korea's overseas shipments decreased 17%, while their economy shrank 5.6%. And by the way, fast forward to the G20 summit in April. What did they say? Yeah, we're all going to move forward with the financial sector assessment program. Is this the most opportune time to do it? Well, it depends on what your definition of most opportune is now, isn't it? Singapore's exports were off the most in 33 years, and Hong Kong's exports plunged the most in 50 years. Germany had a 7.3% decline in exports in the fourth quarter of last year, while Great Britain's real estate market declined 18% in the last quarter compared to a year earlier. And you know, in the wake of all of this, we're seeing, you know, we've heard rumblings for a long, long time. I mean, you could go back decades, but the chatter has been growing. There's been a groundswell of this talk recently that the U.S. cannot continue to be what they call a consumer of last resort, or the dollar will not be the global currency if we continue on this path. And now, because of what's happened, you have a number of high-level people coming out and saying the U.S. is no longer the consumer of last resort. And what does that mean, especially with these statistics in mind? Continuing, Australia's manufacturing contracted at a record pace last month, bringing the index to the lowest level on record. There's much more, but I think it is obvious that credit pipe can no longer be smoked, Bruce Wiseman says. Welcome to planetary cold turkey. Oddities. It is fascinating to look at the date coincidence of the crash in the U.S. Earlier I noted that the stock market continued to rise throughout 2007. peaking in October 2007. The dip in October turned to a rout in November. The Basel II standards were implemented here by the U.S. Financial Accounting Standards on November 15, 2007. There are more oddities. Despite the fact that Hammering Hank dished out hundreds of billions to his banker buddies to, quote, stimulate the economy and defrost the credit markets, the recipients of these taxpayer bailout billions have made it clear that they will be reducing the amount of money they will be lending over the next 18 months by as much as $2 trillion to conform to Basel II. What do you think Hank, with his Harvard MBA, didn't know? The former chairman of the most successful investment bank in the world didn't know that the Basel II regulations would inhibit his homies from turning the lending back on? Maybe it slipped his mind. Like the provision he put into his magnum opus, the $700 billion bailout called TARP, it carried a provision for the Federal Reserve to start paying interest on money banks deposited with it. Think this through for a minute. The apparent problem, and by the way, do we ever think back? I mean, I read the report from last year. I've read it several times on the air. It was the words, I think, of Doogie Howser while he was still over at the CBO, Peter Orszag, when he said this credit crunch has caused the Fed to be the lender of last resort. Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. Wasn't that why they were created? Oh, yeah. Now they're the lender of only resort, of first dominance, basically, instead of the lender of last resort. Anyway, continuing. Think this through for a minute. The apparent problem is that the credit markets are frozen. Banks aren't lending. They can't use the money from TARP to lend because Basel II says they can't. On top of this, Paulson's bailout lets the Fed pay interest on funds they deposit there. If I am the president of a bank, and let's say that I'm not Basel II impaired, why in the world am I going to lend to customers in the midst of the worst financial crisis in human history when I can click a mouse and deposit my funds with the Fed and sit back and earn interest from them until the chaos subsides? But hey, maybe Hank's been putting aspartame in his coffee. No, this stuff is as obvious as the neon signs on Broadway to the folks who play this game. This is banking 101. So given the provisions of Basel II, and the refusal of the BIS to lift or suspend the regulations when they are clearly the driving force behind the planet-wide credit crisis, and that should be reiterated over and over and over and over and over. People can't talk about that nearly enough. That has to be in the front of everyone's mind. Think about it. Those changes were as single-handedly instrumental in the collapse as anything, because if you're going to conform to those changes, you plummet in the swirling vortex of marking down, the swirling vortex of terror. Once it ensues, where does it end? Because it's not about real value. It doesn't even stop when it gets to real value, does it? Continuing, so given the provisions of Basel II and the refusal of the BIS to lift or suspend the regulations when they are clearly the driving force behind the planet-wide credit crisis, and considering the lack of provisions in Paulson's bailout bill to mandate that taxpayer funds given to banks must actually be lent, and given the added incentive in the bill for banks to deposit their bread with the Fed, one gets the idea that maybe, just maybe, these programs weren't designed to curb this crisis. Maybe they were designed to create it. And then on top of that, you have the problem in it and the solution that goes along with it. Remember we talked about how much of that trash in there, the additional 350 pages or so, was all corporate welfare and green trash. Anyway, continuing. Indeed, my friends, this is crisis by design. Someone planned the assassination and someone pulled the trigger. Remember the beginning of the article when he led with that idea? The rubber meets the road. All of which begs the question, how come? Why drive the planet? Now, of course, as a subtext, you you know that where I'm going with this is the Financial Sector Assessment Program. International regulatory controls installed through the Financial Stability Board as a proxy for the Bank for International Settlements. Anyway, continuing, all of which begs the question, how come? Why drive the planet into the throes of a fiscal withdrawal of job losses, vaporized home equity, and pillaged 401ks and IRAs? Because when the pain is bad enough, when the stock markets are in shambles, when the cities are teeming with the unemployed, when the streets are awash with riots, when governments are drenched in the sweat of eviction and overthrow, then the doctor will come with the needle of the international financial control. This string of ineffective solutions put forth by people who know better, are convincing bankers. And by the way, if they were responsible for the ineffective solutions, as Wiseman puts it, why on earth would anybody with any sense go back to them for more, quote, solutions? Why are we still doing this? Why are we adhering to faulty guidelines? All right, we'll be right back. Stick around.
All right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back. Final segment of Road Warrior Radio, and I'm going to try to get through this segment of Wiseman's article, at least part of it, The Rubber Meets the Road. And then, of course, the last section, What Do You Do? Won't get through that today, but, you know, that's a big question. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's trouble. The reason why I think this is so important is because it is the mechanism of total domination. Remember what Carol Quigley wrote about this. At the apex of it, you have the Bank for International Settlements. Here we are at the, you know, the quintessence of this takeover. It's right here. It's happening before our eyes. And again, there is very little direct chatter about this. It keeps being hinted at. And yet, this is the biggest, most significant audit and other things that the U.S. has ever undergone. And the Federal Reserve is being audited for the H.R. 1207 folks. Unprecedented. So what's going on here, and why aren't the H.R. 1207 folks, why don't they know about this? Why aren't they talking about it? Whether supportive or not, yeah, the IMF is going to audit the Fed. Woohoo! This is the first step. Everyone keeps saying, you know, I keep asking, what's so great about that? They keep saying, well, it's, you know, it's the first step in what? Because this is a particularly weak moment in the U.S. financial environment's history. And you're going to audit and you're going to find what? Bad things. You're going to find cancer. And then guess what? Who's in charge? What happens then? Life doesn't operate in a vacuum. What happens? Who decides what happens? And if the IMF is auditing, what comes next? Anyway, rubber meets the road. Continuing, this string of ineffective solutions put forth by people who knew better are convincing bankers, investors, corporations, and governments of one thing. The system failed, and even the U.S. government, the anchor of international finance, which is blamed for causing the disaster, has lost its credibility. Remember, collapse of confidence, collapse of confidence. That was like the velvet glove to take us all down in Jedi mind trick fashion. And we've seen a collapse of confidence. Remember, we were talking about that last year, late last year. You know, who's lost confidence? Have you? Have I? We haven't lost confidence. I haven't lost my confidence in you to be able to crank out a superior product and, you know, to step up to cutting edge technology and production. We can do that in this country. We have before. We can again. Who lost confidence? Yeah, we all bought into the Jedi mind trick. Continuing, the purpose of this financial crisis is to take down the United States and the U.S. dollar as the stable datum of planetary finance, and in the midst of the resulting confusion, put in its place a global monetary authority. Capital G, capital M, capital A. A planetary financial control organization to ensure this never happens again, quote unquote. You know how they keep telling us that? They like to create these messes, especially over the last 100 years or so. We saw that in all kinds of times, you know, the war to end all wars and all of this nonsense, you know, so that it'll never happen again. Sound Orwellian, sound conspiratorial, sound too evil or too vast to be real? This entity is being moved forward by world leaders as we speak. It is coming, and the pace is quickening. That's all we have time for tonight. And so hopefully this isn't too redundant, but I appreciate it. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Thanks. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
With recent international